This is Bugs Radio, and you're here with Adelheim, Lord Nelson, and Miss Albion. And tonight, we are doing an anti-racist Hitler special. So, Adelheim, this is your idea you came up with quite some time ago, so I just kind of wanted, for the sake of the viewers and for me and everyone, really, to hear how this developed, hear how you came up with it. I just want to put it over to you and have you tell us about this genius idea you came up with.
Well, I don't know if it's genius, but...
it is.
I don't really remember how I came up with it. It was a couple of years ago, I think 2010. But it's basically, you know, already in the mantra. Sort of, you know, in the mantra it says, what if, you know, I said there were this race problem in Africa? Now he's twisting the situation around. So the basic concept is already in the mantra. So I just used it in a different form. So that's basically it, just twisting it around. Now if what they are doing to us white people, what if they did that to Jews? Then it's much easier to see, well, it's not so very nice. And especially with Hitler doing it, but Hitler sounds nice, he's saying nice words, and he's doing what is considered to be good, you know, open borders and love and peace. But he's sort of also wiping out the Jews. So there's some confusing ideas there for a lot of people. So, but this is basically in the mantra already, the type of logic. So.
Yeah. And it was, I mean, it's quite a stroke as well, obviously, Hitler, like you say, because, you know, we're always called Nazis. You want to call 6 million Jews. To come up with this character that's doing everything that they support and demand we must accept. I mean, that's tapping into quite a lot of programming, isn't it? So on that level, on a psychological level, on a level of the propaganda, that's quite a deep, effective point to have made.
Yeah, I think it's as deep as I can imagine at the moment when twisting it around, because it's confusing for people. So it's sort of going along with... crushing racism, you know, he's back, he should have done things differently, and he's now going to crush racism. So it is going along with the programming. And so he's only crushing racism, he's opposing these racist people who want to preserve their own people. And that kind of reminds him about the brown shorts in the 30s, you know, that type of rhetoric. So, of course, it's just, you know, being good, he, you know, I don't know if he regrets, but he should have done things differently, which is true. And going on being not anti-Semitic, he's being anti-racist. And it just happens that he's so good that in his, you know, drive to be good, he sort of ends up with a world without Jews. But of course, he couldn't foresee that would happen. So it was just, you know, these racist Jews who were probably Nazis happened to be right by accident.
Are you saying that the new anti-racist Hitler would think that only uneducated Jews wouldn't embrace the new multicultural Israel sort of thing?
Yeah, the racist Hicks, Jews.
The uneducated ones.
Yeah,
because
educated ones know that diversity is great and that diversity makes the Middle East peaceful with all the different groups. It's just a great idea. And if it's not peaceful, the fault is the racist Jews.
Because it's all about the love. He comes back and he's all about the love now.
Yeah, love. You know, if some African males like... Jewish women or some Jewish men like Asian girls. I mean, just love. It's natural. It's so natural. It couldn't be more natural than that. People migrate all the time and fall in love with each other. Just natural.
And if you oppose it, you know, you're evil. You're trying to tell them what to do.
Yeah, then you're racist. And yeah, you're trying to control the love of other people. Just because you can't get a Jewish girlfriend yourself.
Yeah, I mean, that was the absolute beauty in this video, because everything that was out there, you know, well, obviously not the girlfriend part, but the same thing. I've had it said to me, you know, you're just jealous because a white man wouldn't touch you with a barge pole. You get all the same kind of stuff. And the way you presented it, of course, with his character in this setting, it doesn't really leave anti-whites much to go on, does it? Because I don't know about you guys, but I've seen them mainly silent on this one.
Well, I mean, we took the Barbara Spector quote, so that's what they say. It's not like, I mean, yeah.
Can I just say that some of the anti-whites who have tried to take on the video, inadvertently what they end up doing is actually quoting Hitler.
Yeah, I saw that. They said, well, we have to sort of bypass race or something.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what Hitler's saying in the video. And then another anti-white made a comment on one of the YouTube uploads along the lines of, how can love be genocide?
Yeah. How can love be anti-Semitic? I don't understand that. Why are we hating so much?
And then they either stay away from it completely or they pretend to not see a problem with the video, because if they say they've got a problem, it's exposing that double standard, the fact that they're just brainwashed anti-genocidal maniacs.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's probably how they have to go about it. It's not really bad to genocide Jews if you use nice words doing it.
Yes, if you're using peace
because
and
then
love.
You can genocide white people with nice words too without it being wrong. But then they kind of agree that the Holocaust would have been okay had he used nice words to accomplish it.
You see, I've seen on various places, there's a few groups on Facebook. One of them have come up with their own mantra, by the way, a counter mantra, which is just hilarious, because people that have never heard of the mantra are seeing their group, and they're obviously going to think, well, what's this mantra in the first place that they've got the counter mantra to? But it's crazy. They've come up with a counter mantra because apparently, you know, they think bugs is a waste of time going nowhere, so they've spent some time doing that. But the only thing they could say about the video was, well, you're admitting the Holocaust actually happened. And that's how you know they literally have nothing to go on, because they just refuse to touch any point about the actual content itself. So they have to, you know, go around the houses, you know, they have to try and get you to tailgate and talk about something that's completely irrelevant in the terms of the video. And these guys do not shut up being anti-white, so this video has pretty much silenced them.
Yeah, and, you know, a couple of points there. First up, I mean, the Holocaust does not justify white genocide.
Yeah.
That's one thing. And another thing is that a counter mantra, I mean, they already have their mantra.
Yes.
Diversity is good. Diversity is a strength. They're trying to come up with something that's on the news. I mean, these people are not really bright.
They're really not.
So.
They're part in the television set on 24/7 and repeating what is, by an amazing coincidence, all the trendy, fashionable agenda of the day. And saying things everybody's heard a million times.
Yeah, I know, that's what they don't get. What they're saying, pick up any newspaper, look on the television, it's the same thing, any politician, and they really do think that they're thinking out the box. You know, these free thinkers out there.
Yeah, they have been told that if you say this, you think outside the box.
Yes.
So they've been told that enough times to believe that, if I repeat this, I'm a free thinker. So they're sort of very, very trapped.
Adelheim, I think what actually gives it away is when the anti-whites love to say, and that you hear it all the time, education is the key.
Yeah, I think Hitler would agree to that. You know,
that does not denote a free thinker. You need to actually be educated.
Yeah, some Jew is protesting, you know, and saying that, well, I think my people have a right to exist. Then, of course, Hitler would come up, well, we need more education. He would probably not call it, like Goebbels was, a propaganda minister, a minister of propaganda, but a minister of education or information. Sounds much better. Or knowledge. We have it in Norway, minister of knowledge.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, yeah, having you know, a degree to push white genocide somehow makes it more justifiable to these people. You know, I've got a paper on a wall, I've got a certificate mummy professor gave me, which means that I'm definitely in the right to be, you know, promoting this genocide.
Yeah, this you talking about race, which is a very old concept. I mean, religions come and go too, so this is just, I don't know what he's, you know, fussing about, so. and there will appear new religions. So this is just natural. And everybody who doesn't know that is uneducated. We need more education, because then we can teach people that religions come and religions go, and there's nothing to fear. Peace and love. So you had this
concept then back in 2010. What was the next step then? You know, at the time, did you kind of push towards getting it done then, or was it just something that was on the back burner and you wanted to develop it? Because you said you came up with it quite a while back. So what was the kind of the next step to get it moving?
I was unsure if it's made any sense to other people. So I think I put it up on Bugs. I searched for it recently, but I didn't find it. But I put it up on Stormfront and White News Now, sort of tested interest. But people said it was great and so forth. Although it wasn't exactly the same as the video now, but it was the same kind of thinking, the same kind of structure in it, of course. But what I didn't have back then, really, was, good contacts and a great team. Because I didn't have any to animate and to do the voices and to organize all of this. But now, you know, we had this Bugs team. So we're doing all of that. So now I can I can develop some ideas. But now we have a lot of talented people getting things done.
Yeah, now you can take the ideas and you can make it come to life. You can put it out there and produce something.
Yeah, it was an idea that's been around, and a couple of times he sent me copies of a script to look over, just purely because of the language difference, because English is my first language, and Adelheim is, of course, Norwegian, and so I looked at it that way, trying to think of just the basic grammar. Which, when you have to come to me for help on grammar, it tells me that you're in a bit of trouble. But basically, it's an idea that's been around for a long time, and it's things that we talk about, and like Adelheim made a very good point, it's in the mantra. You know, what if it was all black countries and only black countries? And how long would it take any sane, you know, what sane or what insane black man wouldn't notice this was genocide? So it's based on a basic idea.
And that's the thing with the mantra. A lot of people think, well, it's just some words that people repeat, but it's so much more than that. You see, this anti-racist Hitler video is a product of the mantra. Without Bob Whitaker, you know, we couldn't really adapt very much. We would come up with it.
Yeah.
Might be, but, you know, not as soon. So it's sort of relates back to that. Yeah.
There's a foundation that's been laid that you can take and run with. And in this instance, you really have, because I know you guys have seen, as I have, the response has been overwhelming to this video. I mean, I've actually seen, if you just look at some of the comments, there's a hell of a lot of people that maybe weren't, they certainly weren't on message, some perhaps not even pro-white. I've seen people saying, my God, if this is true, I don't want to be in this world. And my God, you know, is this true? And there's people that are really, really, they're not dismissing it or disregarding it, because it is a very powerful propaganda piece. You know, it's the most powerful pro-white propaganda I think any of us have seen put out there. So it's absolutely incredible, the response it's got, which I don't think anyone expected otherwise. But it must be overwhelming for you to see, knowing that you had this idea way back then, to see it out now and the response that it's actually got. That must be quite something for you.
Yeah, well, I'm just happy with, you know, those Bugs people making it possible. So
I was just going to say, I think we talked about it earlier on, there's so much time and effort put into brainwashing and mind conditioning all of us into accepting white genocide. Basically, you begin to see it in its naked evilness for what it really is. So by implementing those policies against another ethnic group, where you haven't been stripped of countless hours of brainwashing and propaganda into accepting it, you can see it for what it really is. And that's what makes it so powerful, to my mind.
Yeah.
You know, people are sort of conditioned not to genocide Jews. People sort of have seen a Holocaust movie or two, or read an article about some Nazis.
Yeah.
people are quite aware of that. And it's a bad thing to genocide Jews. And then it also might be a bad thing to genocide Jews, even if you use nice words to do it. So, yeah.
I just wanted to say what's fresh in my mind. The way that it's so powerful is, for example, if you made the same cartoon again, only instead of Hitler, it was some old communist guy, and he was pushing open borders and mass multiculturalism in all white countries and only white countries, it would be like watching a movie on, it would be like watching a Hollywood movie or watching something on the TV news. Nobody would get it. It wouldn't. They've had so much brainwashing and conditioning to accept it as normal. So it only really works because it's projected against another ethnic group, in this case Hitler doing it against the Jews, which makes it kind of delicious irony.
Yeah, and that's the thing, you know, Hitler had been used so much, so of course Hitler associate him with kind of being very anti-Semitic and wanting to get rid of Jews. You know, it doesn't really matter, you know, what really is. What's matter is what people think about him. So they, everyone believes that he's, of course, only anti-Semitic, and that's what they want, you know, sort of lives for killing Jews.
Yeah.
So when you use that in that way, they know that about him, but then again, he's saying what all these nice politicians say, and it ends up with no Jews in Israel. So, yeah. It's a combination of a lot of thought patterns there.
You mean by an amazing coincidence, everything anti-racist Hitler says always amounts to the same thing.
Yeah, but we could mix Arabs and Asians too. Would that make you happy? So it's not only Jews.
I just think people should be free to marry whoever they want. How can love be racist?
Yeah, how can love be anti-Semitic? Yeah, when you have this kind of mentality, I mean, yeah, it becomes obvious when he says it, because people know his intentions.
Yeah.
And he's using this, well, it's quotes from what they say, so.
Yeah, you see. It's a great point you made there, Nelson, because it's true, you know, if you were to do it any other way, and you were to mirror what's going on now, it would just be the same as any movie. Anything, any TV program, any concept that's out there into the public consciousness all the time of what's being done to us. So this was a stroke of genius, because it wouldn't have worked the other way and people wouldn't have got it. And that's where the power lies. I even saw a comment by a mixed race, half Japanese, half American woman on the video. And she was saying that she actually agreed and she understood, and all of this push for this relentless, you know, diversity and mixing races left her very confused and with no real place, and she understood, and she actually said from watching a video, and I get it, and this is right, and it's wrong what's going on. And that was quite something, because I think you guys, as I know, a lot of the people that have either got mixed race children or perhaps are mixed race themselves are some of the worst kind of anti-whites, because they are a product of that genocide. It may not be their fault if their parents did it and they're the result, but they're a product of it. So when you bring up these issues, they can be incredibly hateful because it evokes a lot of stuff inside of them. But from this video, this woman who is a product of that, she couldn't say anything other than, yeah, this is correct. And that's quite something, really.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, seen many good responses to it. So
just one thing, just to make we've talked about it before, but just to put it on the podcast, this video could not be anything other than a mantra video, and only mantra thinking would create a video like this. And it's important to make that clear. This is not about naming the Jew or about painting Hitler in a good light or being pro-Nazi
or bad light.
Yeah, quite right. Yeah, got one. That's reverse the psychology. And so it's easy to trip yourself up now. You know what I mean? And this is purely, first and foremost, 110% a mantra video. If any other kind of thought partner or anything tried to make a video like this, it would come out completely different. This video is the way it is. Largely thanks to Heidelheim, of course, but it's basically, it is a mantra video. It is not a name the Jew video or a pro-Nazi video. It is a mantra video, and it's about one thing and one thing only. Pointing out genocide.
but a lot of parties could, you know, some Jews would think it's great because then, well, preserving, you know, they could say, yeah, the people who want more immigration and make Israel a minority, they're Nazis. Jews in Israel, a minority, they are Nazis. You know, they can take it as being pro-Zionist or something.
Yes.
So, and I saw some Arab sites liked it because they viewed it as something, you know, Jews deserve. And then some people say it's pro-Hitler. Some people say it's very nasty to release this kind of, setting Hitler in such a bad light. So everybody's reading everything into
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, the thing is, the people that have just completely missed the point are taking it as pro-Hitler, naming the Jew, you know, they're not mantra thinkers. And we're not going to get through to everyone. We've talked about that before, you know, we've had the problems with the people on Stormfront, how they just refuse to get behind the mantra. A lot of them, they love the news and Jews type thing. We don't do that. They would take it a completely different way, you know, and that's unfortunate. But there will be a certain section of people that just won't get it. But this is for those that are white and normal, and even those that I think maybe even didn't get fully what was going on. They might have had a feeling something was wrong. But looking around at various forums and comments, it seems to have hit very hard with those people and made a really valid point to them. And they're not taking it as in pro-Hitler or pro, you know, name the Jew. They're taking it as it is, and they're saying, well, actually, yeah, you're right, you know, if this was done to Israel, it would be bad, but this is actually being done to all white countries and only white countries. This is being done to us.
But wouldn't it be really, really interesting if some Jewish group in Israel started to use the video to put an argument against maybe some groups in Israel that are arguing that that black Ethiopian Jews should be given full citizenship, or that maybe the Jewish state of Israel should somehow relax the immigration policy, and then they would suddenly start putting this video out, your video out, to show that that's what it really is. And, I'd have no problem with that personally, but again, it's not my video, but, you know, if it helps Jews to put a strong argument for keeping their own country and their own right to survive, I have no problem with that. I don't believe anybody else does it, Bucks. But that would be an interesting twist.
Yeah, I mean, they could use it that way, you know, possibly. So
I do wonder if Barbara Spector's seen it.
Yeah, that's where it becomes a problem when they were trying to use the argument to protect themselves, and at the same time, the Barbara Lerner Spector thing, it just makes you cringe. And it's impossible.
Yeah, it must become multicultural.
This transformation must take place.
Yeah.
Or Israel will not survive.
Yeah, they won't survive if there are Jews left.
And Hitler's got to take a leading role. I'll be resented for it, but the transformation must take place.
Yeah, he's sort of wiping out the Jews, and he might be resented for that. So, yeah, because there are some silly Jews there, that's racist, who would resent him. But through education and love, he will overcome. So... And music, so he sings nice, I think.
Oh, absolutely. Hitler on that guitar, I mean, you know, couldn't get anything more loving than that. Rainbow Day,
heal the world. Yeah.
I got to ask a question, Adelheim. Who was it? I know that the video was your general idea, but once other people got involved, who had the idea, maybe it was yourself, of having Adolf Hitler having a sort of love and peace rainbow dating concert?
I don't remember. Maybe it was Horace. I think he, well, the general thing is that it's already in the mantra, it's the assimilation part.
Yeah.
So that's where the idea come from.
But once you get to the actual making a movie, a 10-minute animation, you add all the scenes in, who was it that actually had the idea of having Hitler doing a sort of trendy rock concert?
Yeah, it might be Horace. You know, I don't remember all the, or we had another Norwegian guy in at some point, and we had several people giving ideas and coming up with things, and so it's...
See, I might be wrong, but I remember quite some time back Metal Matt telling me about using that song. I don't know if it was his idea, but I remember quite some time ago him showing me that song and saying that they wanted that to be used, or he wanted that to be used, so it could have been him, but I remember quite some time ago him telling me about that.
Yeah, oh yeah, they used this song in Norway. So that's where I sort of thought, well, we could use this song. Well, Hitler could use this song.
So basically, Hitler first demands open borders for Israel, mass non-Jewish immigration into the Jewish state, and then when he's got millions and millions of non-Jews in the Jewish state, then suddenly it becomes all kind of lovey-dovey and everyone must come together in a big melting pot.
Yeah.
This sounds kind of familiar to me, so I'm getting it. Just run that past me again. I kind of feel there's a connection somewhere. I really wonder how much educating it would take to make the average Jew buy that crap.
Yeah. A bit. But maybe. I thought about that, you know. I think I should go to Israel and with their taxpayers, you know, Israeli taxpayers, I would start an anti-racist organization and promote love and peace.
Would it be an anti-racist organization that promotes the only way to end racism in Israel is to open the borders and deal with all the Jews in Israel?
Yeah, sort of a sister organization to the Barbara Spector organization.
So we're not getting rid of all the Jews. We just, first of all, have mass open borders because Israel will not survive if they don't become multicultural.
Yeah, and we're going to use a little bit of force because it's natural.
Yes, and then we could also have affirmative action in Israel because skin color is not important. But if there's not enough non-Jews in a football team, that becomes an issue. But if they're...
Yeah, that's racist.
And they've got all this Jewish privilege. That seriously needs to be sorted out.
Yeah, it's Jewish privilege. You know, everything in Israel is run by Jews, almost. All the major politicians, all the major firms.
I can't believe that in the 21st century, Jewish privilege still exists.
I know, no, it's disgusting.
It's 2011.
Only an educated Jew would accept this in the 21st century.
Yeah. Yeah, so we need more education and love and peace. That sounds nice, doesn't it?
Yeah, and if we don't have a non-Jewish leader of Israel, that is a big issue. But if there are absolutely no Jews at all, that's a complete non-event. So if there are too many Jews in the Jewish government, that is a problem.
Yeah.
If there are no Jews at all, that is...
Yeah, skin color doesn't matter.
Yeah, skin color doesn't matter.
No, if there's too many Jews, that's... That is because the Jews sort of, they are racist. Yeah, they keep to their own. But if there are no Jews, well, I mean, that's, you know, who cares about that? Who cares? Well, it's the individual that matters.
So, Adelheim, can I just make sure I've got this straight? What you're saying is, yeah, if there are not enough non-Jews in government, but if there are no Jews at all anywhere, that's a non-event.
Yeah, because it means Jewish privilege is over. It makes it more fair for everyone.
Yeah, because they're oppressive.
Yeah.
Okay. I think, yeah. Yeah, you know, in a white country, you know, if there's only white people, that's a problem. That's racist. If there's a white country and there are no white people there, you know, who cares about that? I mean, it's only skin color.
And race doesn't even matter anyway. It's just a social construct.
No. Yeah, I mean, yeah, you know, race doesn't matter. That's why racial diversity is important.
Have you tried going to the Israeli embassy in Norway and hitting them with your proposal and see what they think?
Yeah, that might be a good idea.
I could shoot up an email.
And the transformation must take place, so got to do it.
But
yeah, I think I go to Sweden and go to Barbara Spector herself. Because she's really into this.
Oh, man. But it's really hard to get angry with someone like Barbara Spector when you remember all the white Gentile Swedes that are buying this nonsense. So I mean,
oh well, I would just be polite to her. Israel will not survive, and then I would find some nice words.
You're going to spread love and equality, and
yeah, I would suggest that, you know, there's been done a lot of wrongs to the Jewish people of Europe. So we need to reward them. We can take all the diversity. Israel have to, you know, we have to sacrifice our diversity in our country to Israel because they need it to be an empowered nation, enriched nation. It's unfair of us who are living in a first world country to have all this wonderful diversity for ourselves. That is selfish. We need to think about other countries.
So
sounds smart, doesn't it?
So we're going to send in enriching multicultural diversity to Israel.
Yeah, because it helps the economy as well. I mean, you think of all the poor countries in the world. How selfish are we by keeping that diversity to ourselves, you know? If you take somewhere like the Congo, it's really, really poor. We need to start some kind of campaign to start enriching these lands because, you know, they're good for the economy, immigrants.
Yeah, I've heard that. You know, immigrants built Norway.
Yeah, so, and they built England.
Yeah, and they built England. So that means that now they have to build another country.
And all the food, all the wonderful food we get, where would we be without that? I mean, it's just totally selfish. They don't even have any food in some of these countries. But if we to get, share this wonderful gift of diversity around, they'll have all of this lovely food to enjoy.
Exactly. Yeah, I think everybody who listens will think that this makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. So have you been surprised, Adelheim, by the actual size of the response? I know it's pretty much guaranteed it's going to get a positive response, but have you been surprised by the sheer number of views and that general interest?
I'm still analyzing it a little bit, so I don't know.
I would have expected it would get a good response, but even I am quite surprised, happily surprised. Like 60,000 plus viewers in 3 days.
Yeah.
That is quite something.
And it's being discussed in all kinds of places, computer game forums, bodybuilding forums, student rooms. I mean, I have been Googling relentlessly and I'm finding it getting a great reception in places you wouldn't expect.
That isn't.
Yeah, and I also saw a thread where someone who said, well, you know, I was watching this anti-racist Hitler thing. And I was there wondering, you know, whether diversity has downsides.
Someone's wondering whether diversity has a downside.
Yeah, or he said something like that. Is diversity always good? It's clearly not. Didn't seem like it was a Bugser who said something, you know. It was sort of questioning this thing.
That's a big thing, yeah.
Yeah, and that's hopefully what happens in a lot of people. They start questioning. They start questioning, and other effects could be people have a good laugh. I mean, we need that in our movement.
Yes.
And sort of putting things into perspective and making it easy to see. You know, it's really pretty obvious once you realize this, you know. Just anti-white. I mean, they say they're anti-racist, but what they are is anti-white, you know.
Yeah, and like
Hitler said he was anti-racist, but yeah.
And like you said before, you know, it's looking behind the nice words. You know, this exposes, you know, the evil that is really behind these nice words we are always told that are done in the name of our genocide. You know, they dress it up as something wonderful, but this exposes exactly what lies at the root of that, and it's far from it.
Exactly. You have to look at what's really happening. The people, you know, are sort of, it was described with a nice word, so it must be good.
Adelheim?
Yeah?
I'm hoping there's going to be more videos coming. My own gut instinct, and I could be wrong, is we've done the Hitler and Jew thing, so I would think that the next one would have to get off those two subjects, but that, I mean, that is your choice. But I'm guessing we must think of more videos. You've got to do more now, Adeline. You've started something. And so, no pressure.
Yeah, that's what a good politician said. I'm not pressuring you while I'm pressuring you.
Nope.
I mean, it has gone so big. It's been translated so far into Croatian, Russian, French, Spanish, and I would just like to take the time while I can to say thank you to some guys that have translated it or will be into Greek and Hungarian and Bulgarian. Because throughout Europe, I mean, this is making such waves. There's requests, you know, to want it in people's own language, to spread it that bit further. I've never quite seen such a response as I have to this.
No, we didn't have that to the other, you know, how whites took over America. We didn't have that much people volunteering to just translate. And
yeah, you see, I've had a few people, so I want to say thank you to them guys because they have actually translated it ready for that to go out with the captions in their language. And they are volunteering because they a lot of it as well is the understanding that it's not an isolated incident. Sometimes people look around their own country and they're really not aware that this is in all white countries and only white countries. That's a powerful point to get through, because when you realize that it's not just your land you're seeing this happening, then you start to see the intent. You start to see the deliberate program of genocide. And I think some of the people that have wanted this translated are starting to see that. You know, it's not just in Hungary or Bulgaria, you know, or France or Spain. It's in all white countries and only white countries.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, as a point I made earlier, but which I think is good, is that they use different excuses in different countries.
Yeah.
And in America, they will use, you know, very often, well, you guys took the land away from the Indians. Now, as an isolated argument, that might seem legit, that they're actually caring about the Indians or something. But then again, what about Germany? You know, they didn't take the land away from Indians. So, is it okay for Germany to be white? Of course not. Then they will bring up something different to make an excuse for more non-white immigration into Germany. And that, of course, is Nazism and Germany's history.
Yes.
You know, with Nazis, they discriminated and so forth. But France and Britain, they didn't take the land away from Indians or any other group. And they didn't ally with Hitler. They actually fought Hitler, as you all know. But can they be white? No, of course not. Another excuse, colonization. No, these are just excuses, because when you put it together, you see the pattern here. Okay, so Iceland, yeah, just finish here. So Iceland, you know, they didn't take the land away from Indians or another group, and they didn't ally with Hitler, and they didn't have any colonies, so then they have to make up other excuses, like low birth rate or an aging population.
Yeah.
Which sort of seems okay, yeah. But then you have Japan, which is so great. They colonized. They were actually allied with Germany and Hitler. They have a low birth rate and a high standard of living. And is very homogeneous. So you see, it's nothing to do with all these things they say. It's just to, they just use something to argue for more non-white immigration into white countries, and that's their mentality. And that's exactly, you know, the Hitler mentality in this video, just making excuses to justify what he wants, and that's the end of Jews, and then he justifies it by using nice words accordingly.
Yeah.
So each action, you know, taken in, if you see the pattern, it's very bad, but then he justifies it with nice words. Saying, oh, it's just love. How can love be anti-Semitic? No, there's too many Jews there. We need more diversity. Oh, nobody could have foreseen this. Yeah, but there was no way to foresee that that would happen. But it doesn't really matter anyway, because we're all humans.
No.
And religions come and go. So, yeah.
Absolutely. And when you do put it all together, you see that, you know, it's just they'll say anything or support or demand anything as long as it leads to a world with no whites in it.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing they're consistent in.
Yeah. And if you bring them up on this point and say, well, you're only demanding this for white people, then they will start demanding it for non-whites. It's just like, you know, and that's why I put Hitler that way, you know. Saying, well, you're only supporting Jews dating non-Jews. Well, if we could make Asians and choose to marrying or something, would that make you happy? You know, it would still lead the world without Jews. Now, first they target only white countries. Yeah, for example, with Japan, you see that the pressure of immigration was not put on Japan after the war. It was put on Germany and France and Britain, but not Japan.
Yeah.
But now it might be that it sort of realizing their mistake and trying to, okay, we have an anti-racist organization in Japan too, so we're not really just anti-white, we're actually very anti-racist now, you see. But of course, the problem sort of that they didn't do it in the time they did it in France or Germany or Britain.
Yes.
Or in other white countries. And the thing, as Bob pointed out, when are Eastern Europe going to be ready for immigration or something like that? So they're lagging behind in some Eastern European countries, but that's just because they had this communism thing and going, and when that fell, are they ready for immigration? Like, you know, why would I ask that? Well, because the country is white. So, yeah, it's really easy to see this thing once you see it. So I think when we point it out in this video, I think it's, you know, more people will start questioning. It's the questioning that's good.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing that is great is there are many Europeans out there wanting this in their own language. And if that trend continues, you're going to see this all around. You know, obviously a lot of Europeans can understand English, but the fact that there is that desire to put it into their own language is going to spread this so much further. And, you know, hopefully this will be around Eastern Europe.
Yeah, exactly.
And it can be seen in all white countries, and it's really going to deal a big blow to the anti-whites, which I think we both know it already has. You know, massively. To get this many views and the responses, the comments are... And apparently, you know, this... There are people saying if this doesn't win an Oscar for a best short film, I'll be causing trouble. I mean, the responses are just overwhelming, but they're not all from Bugsters, are they? That's the great thing.
Yeah, exactly. They're from everybody, really.
Yeah, because obviously, you know, if you're on message, you already know this, but there is a huge market of white nationalists, pro-whites, maybe people who are just normal people that don't really understand what's wrong, but they know something is. And this is... This is right out there for them, and I think that's having the effect now. We're starting to see it open people's eyes to a lot of stuff, and that's the it's a wonderful. You should be very proud.
Yeah, it's breaking the conditioning.
Yes,
sort of used to be that you were evil if you didn't want your people to be genocided, then you were a racist who wanted to genocide Jews. That's the sort of, and then you were a Nazi who wanted to kill 6 million Jews. So we had to break that type of conditioning. I think, you know, switching around with this is starting to break this type of conditioning, and that people can laugh at it. And everything. And that's all, you know, different things that will happen when they see it.